Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To Oklahoma, where residents in the city of Sulphur are picking through the damage after tornadoes tore across parts of the Midwest this weekend. Here's Lou Adlong, a lifelong resident of Sulphur. Parts of it were leveled, but her home was spared.
My truck got hit. I don't know what hit my truck, but hit the side of my truck. But, you know, thank God everybody's okay.
Tornadoes also touched down in Iowa and Nebraska, and all 5 people were killed, including one in Sulphur, and at least 100 injured. Oklahoma took the brunt of it. Anna Pope is agriculture and rural affairs reporter for KOSU, and she joins us now from Oklahoma City, and she was in Sulphur over the weekend. Anna, welcome.
Hello.
So Sulphur is a small city, just 5,000 people, about 90 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. It's part of the Chickasaw Nation. Can you describe what you saw there in terms of the damage?
You know, driving into Sulphur, one of the first things you see are trees uprooted and snapped. Walking through the downtown area, it's hard to process the destruction. There are piles of bricks where historic buildings once stood, downed power lines, flipped vehicles, and thrown furniture. Excavators are moving the rubble because crews are working to clear debris. And when I was in town, helicopters were flying overhead.
So it sounds like, you know, debris is being cleared. What are people doing there? You know, their homes, their businesses, are they kind of sleeves rolled up getting into the cleanup too?
Well, when they were there, a few residents were walking around the downtown area, the parts that were cleared, just to see the damage and check on their property. A lot of people are shocked, and this is their home, as many people who I spoke with. Although the destruction is just devastating, some of the residents I talked with are grateful that their friends and families are okay.
Now, a very small percentage of the people who live there in Sulphur are part of the Chickasaw Nation. But you spoke with Chickasaw Nation officials. What are they saying about how they're managing this disaster?
You know, damage assessments are still underway. The Chickasaw Nation Emergency Management are helping coordinate whatever really needs to be done.
I mean, Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen said that it'll take years to rebuild. What's expected moving forward?
You know, after the damage assessments are finished, you know, we are currently under the Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has issued an executive order declaring a state of emergency in 12 counties due to the fallout from the severe weather. Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anatovy said that the nation will continue to collaborate with local authorities in relief efforts. So we're looking at a long period of time just to clean up the rubble and eventually take the next steps. Right now, they're just evaluating what needs to be done in the area.
And how are people feeling when you talk to them? Because that's a pretty dire thing to be staring down.
They're shocked. You know, this is their home. And,
hard times out there in Oklahoma. Anna Pope is agriculture and rural affairs reporter with KOSU. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you for having me.